There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
To join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Still to come, the nightclubs of America, apparently not so popular as they used to be. Taryn's got that story. Also, Rand Paul showed up in Keene, New Hampshire today, and Mark, you went out to meet him and talk to him at one of his campaign events.
See him again. I mean, I've met him before.
Okay. Well, Daryl W. Perry and I went out to ambush interview Rand Paul at a different campaign event this morning, and our response from him was very different compared to yours, Mark, although I haven't heard your story yet as far as what it was you asked him. You asked him some sort of question. And so we can talk about those things. Of course, you can bring up anything. Let's start out this hour, by the way, in studio with you. It is Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And King Mark the First.
Let's talk to Joe in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe.
Yes. Y'all were talking about the Bitcoin.
Yes,
somebody
sir.
Had to come up with the idea and then build the computers. Who paid for the expense and who pays for the upkeep of the computers?
That's an excellent question. So Bitcoin was...
Follow the money. This is, by the way, a smart question, right? Like, yeah. You know, first thing, you want to sort of dig down and find out where, you know, follow the money. So,
who's behind this?
It's a great question.
Who's behind Bitcoin? So initially, 6 years ago when Bitcoin came out back in 2009, it was released to the world by someone calling themselves Satoshi Nakamoto.
Which is all likelihood is not their name.
Well, yeah, it's definitely – no one knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Is it a male, female, an alien group of people? No one knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is, but he or she released this code that is Bitcoin, this computer program, to the world, and is an open-source project, and since then it's been taken over by a group of volunteer programmers that are, you know, multi
– Not just volunteers. The developer does get paid.
Really?
Yeah, he's paid by the Bitcoin Foundation.
Oh, okay. Well, in the beginning, at the very least, there was no Bitcoin Foundation, and people who are working on Bitcoin, a lot of them are just putting in their time because, you know, they think it's a good thing. So it's an open source project, which means that anyone who's got the programming chops can go in there and they can actually read the code and they can audit it and make sure that it's legit. They can make sure that there aren't any back doors that will, you know, be accessible by the NSA or whoever. And so that sort of answers your question of who created it. And as far as who's running the computers that back it, well, hundreds of thousands of people all around the world are, maybe even more than hundreds of thousands. I don't know what the current node count is on the Bitcoin network, but the Bitcoin network exists because of individuals all around the globe who are part of that network, and that is one of the reasons why it's impermeable. It's impervious to attack. You can't take it down. It can't be targeted by any government around the world for a shutdown. So I'm running the Bitcoin client software right here, right now on the LRN Studio computer.
Yeah, you can run the Bitcoin client on your computer too.
Right. So the answer is, Joe, anyone who wants to be part of the Bitcoin network is the computer system that that backs it. Does that make any sense?
There are no fees taken out to pay for the computer. You know, there had to be some startup cost.
Well, the startup cost was probably taken by Satoshi Nakamoto, and it was all volunteer work. You know, there's an open source software movement out there, and lots of things are created without the money going into it. The programming is, you know, relatively simple compared to sort of the size of the project. It's just it's big, and it doesn't and it's a robust network. But the programming by compared to its size isn't that big. You don't need this huge team of programmers to have put this thing together. So the people who did it in sort of their spare time. Now, yes, there are fees, but those fees are negligible. They're like fractions of a penny to maybe 2 pennies a piece to send money.
Like 2 or 3 cents is the typical fee on any Bitcoin transaction. But another thing you need to know about how it was funded in the beginning and still today is through the mining operation, the mining side of Bitcoin. So think about gold mining And this is like the mining for the digital world. Oh, we just lost him. He dropped off the line. So hopefully he's still listening. We'll continue the explanation anyway. So the idea of mining, and I don't want to get too technically confusing here because honestly I don't understand it all myself, but essentially the computers that are out there, the people that are running these mining rigs are running specialized hardware that it's their job to basically solve very complicated math problems, cryptographic kind of math. And, you know, this is beyond my reach, but that's what's happening. And so the computer that solves the math problem first gets rewarded with a certain amount of Bitcoin.
Not always first. I mean, just it's sort of random to some extent.
Oh, okay. I thought it was whoever makes it first.
Okay.
But anyway, so somebody, you know, who solves this problem gets rewarded with the Bitcoin. I could be wrong about exactly, you know, what the parameters are, but these miners are the ones who are doing the work. And so in the beginning, the mining rewards were much larger than they are today. Over time, as Bitcoin becomes more popular, as more miners enter the field, sort of like in the, you know, the gold rush when a bunch of people were in there, you know, mining for gold, you might not have been as likely to get as much if there were a bunch of people in the area who'd already sort of, you know, were mining at it. Same thing with Bitcoin. As more miners enter into the Bitcoin mining field, the rewards for the Bitcoin mining, they half over time. So they, I don't know what it was the first go around. It was 50 in the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. So it's only like, what, 25 right now or something like that?
12.
12. Is it 12 and a half?
Is it 12 and a half?
I think it's 12 and a half. I don't know, Mark. We're going to have to pull out that information. Anyway, the more people get involved, the more difficult it becomes to mine and the lower the rewards for mining. If fewer people were to get involved in mining, so if people were to leave the mining game, it would actually become easier to mine and the rewards for mining could go up over time. So there's sort of this floating system that's in place to reward people. And of course,
I think it's at it says 12.5 by 2017.
Okay, so that means it's 25 right now, I think, is the current reward structure,
because
it keeps halving over over time as it gets more difficult to mine. So that should answer to some extent where the money was coming from or the fees were coming from in the beginning, is there were a bunch, you know, people were mining and it was relatively easy to mine in the beginning days, so they were getting these 50 Bitcoin payouts all the time. But of course, back then Bitcoin was worth a fraction of a cent. You know, Bitcoin was next to zero in value when it first started. The first Bitcoin transaction was 20,000 Bitcoins for two pizzas. That was the first, at least recognized, known public Bitcoin transaction. And if you think about, you know, the price of Bitcoin today being about $270 per Bitcoin, you multiply that times 20,000, and if the person who had sold those pizzas back in the day, several years ago, if the person who sold those pizzas held on to their 20,000 bitcoins, they'd have about $5.4 million worth of bitcoins today. So it's been a fascinating thing to watch over time.
Yeah, I think that if you're looking for the dark underbelly of what Bitcoin is, you're probably not going to find it. You're not going to find that evil, scary thing, because from what I can tell, Bitcoin was a passion project and was designed with the best of intentions. And
yeah, the designer of Bitcoin had no idea it was going to take off, right? They just came up with a better form of money, released it to the world, and it took off, right? And it didn't take off right away.
No, it didn't take off right away. And the reason, I think after 6 years, if the hackers were going to do anything to Bitcoin, they'd have done it. They've
right.
done whatever they can to Bitcoin, but what they can do is they can go after businesses that have bad security practices and the holding of their own Bitcoin. That's mainly what they've done. But as far as, you know, that has to do with weaknesses in their website, not weaknesses in Bitcoin.
So you can share your thoughts, whether it's on Bitcoin or whatever happens to be on your mind here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that's 855-450-3733. Taryn, let's talk about nightclubs, because apparently they are having a tough time.
Well, yeah, the article I'm going to read from is from the UK. It's the Independent, and they're mainly talking about British nightclubs. But the same thing, my understanding, is also going on in the U.S., it's a pretty long article, but I'll read the first part and then sum down the rest of it.
Yeah.
All right. Not going out. Why millennials are no longer going to nightclubs is the name of the article, if you want to look it up.
We'll put it on our Facebook. I want you to send me a link to the article. We'll put it up on the Facebook and the Twitter. And, of course, there's a lot of similarities between cultures over in Great Britain and here. So I wonder if the same thing is happening in the United States as well. We'll find out more about the failure, or at least the impending doom, of the nightclub business. And maybe I'm blowing it out of proportion. I haven't heard the story.
Not really.
All right. We'll come back then. Here in moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, and more. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check if you're in most of the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com, and you can even do it from your smartphone. They've got an app, and there's also a coupon code that you need to know about. It's FTL, like Free Talk Live. Coupon code FTL allows you to get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no transfer fee whatsoever. So get started with Bitcoin over at ExpressCoin.com, because it's not too late. You know, we were talking about Bitcoin earlier and how it is that the price has gone up quite a bit over time. Some people will say to themselves, oh, it's too late. It's so expensive, $270 per Bitcoin. But you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. You can buy
the value of the U.S. dollar has gone down over time. Is it too late for that?
Well, you know, people look at it as an investment, and they are obviously worried it's going to go down in value, and it certainly could, right? That's a possibility. But over time, I'm hoping it will go up in value, and regardless, if it does go up in value, then you're going to be kicking yourself again 10 years later, and if it, let's say it's $3,000 per Bitcoin in 10 years, you'll be saying to yourself, drat, what was I thinking when it was $300 per Bitcoin?
That could certainly happen, but I think the value in Bitcoin is in its utility as a currency, as opposed to, its vehicle for investment. I don't know what it's, as far as what it's going to be as far as investment goes. And what's important is that it gets used as a currency, because if it doesn't, then it is no vehicle for investment.
That's true. Although the more it is used as a currency, the more likely it, I think, will go up over time. That's just
right.
My speculation.
But it is not an investment unless it's the vehicle as currency.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there. So join us here, 855-450-FREE. We were talking about, just barely scratching the surface here, Taryn, of the story from The Independent?
Yeah, The Independent.
In the UK.
And so what it's talking about is that there's been a decline in England over the last 10 years, the last decade, that there's been a huge drop in nightclubs, and they're trying to figure out why. So I'll read you a little bit of this, and then I'll kind of summarize it. So long to the Ritzy, and farewell to the Cinderella Rockefeller. The long tradition of the Great British Nightclub appears to be on its way out. Even the famous London dance music clubs such as Turnmills, Bagley's, and The End have succumbed to the process that has seen the UK's total portfolio of nightclubs shrink by almost half, from 3,144 in 2005 to 1,733 a decade later.
Wow. That's a big deal.
That's a big deal. I mean, that's a huge drop, and they're trying to figure out why. And I have my own theories on this, too, but I'm going to continue what the article says here. The statistic is from the Association of the Licensed Multiple Retailers, the ALMR. It's not just a signal of the effect of the smoking ban or the imposition of student loans, but of a fundamental shift in the way a new generation chooses to spend its entertainment budget. After listening to their favorite playlist on Spotify, when friends on Facebook and WhatsApp have looked at all the other attractive weekend adventures that might make for a far better shots on Instagram, another Friday night at the Mystique just doesn't do it. As far as polling, there's Ollie's Tinder. Now, Mark, I remember you talking about, what is Tinder for people that don't know? Is that a dating service?
I'm by no means an expert on Tinder.
No,
but
I heard you mention it, though.
Yeah, I did mention it. And I think that what Tinder is like a dating app on your phone, and you can look at people who are in, I guess, certain criteria. You know, say you're looking for females, 18 to 25. You can scroll through that particular demographic. I don't know. I've never used it. I'm just guessing that that's a demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And
a likely story.
And you can say, oh, I like her. I don't like her. I don't like her. And I guess you sort of ping them when you say, you're interested in meeting them or whatever. And then they decide whether they're interested in meeting you.
Doesn't it ping them when you say that you like them automatically?
I think so. But
and also, you described it as a dating service. I'm not saying people don't use it for that purpose, but I've heard it described as a sex service, like essentially a one-night stand, or not necessarily one-night stands, but, you know, a somebody you could come back to hook over up. And over again. Hookup service, that's the word. Right.
Yeah,
so I don't know how many people on Tinder are actually looking for relationships. I'm not sure about that.
I don't know either.
I've never used it either.
I would not be able to claim what people's motives are, but the results seem to be that it goes pretty well, I guess. Certainly.
As far as people getting sex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
That's what I've heard.
When I was a young single, I mean, we went to nightclubs to meet girls. And now, you know, this is pretty much dawn of the internet. I'm probably dating myself here. But now you can just get online and meet girls. You don't have to go spend a bunch of money. You don't have to go. And honestly,
here's
a
trick, by the way, if you plan a date online, coffee. Gentlemen, yeah. Start with coffee. It is less, imposing. It's not, everybody doesn't get quite as scared. Mm. And also, you're not laying out
$50
for
dinner.
If $50 might be cheap for a dinner.
Yeah. Well, and plus, you know, if you're out for coffee, then there's more conversation that can happen. Your food's not gonna get cold if you're if somebody's talking.
A nightclub is really a terrible place to meet women. You can't just scream at each other to talk, and
how can you connect with somebody in a place like that?
I don't understand it, but I mean, I didn't know any better. I guess people.
So you've done this then?
Oh, when I was young, sure. I mean, I went to all these clubs and. And my friends would always talk me into going, and I was always offended when I walked in the door and they wanted money. And I was like, what do you mean there's a cover charge?
I hate cover charges.
What the heck is this? I'm coming
to
spend money.
For a drink on top of that, right?
I'm paying for the benefit of spending money. What? And then I'd get so mad that they'd let women in for free. So I was the wrong customer for them. I did not go very often. But you got to imagine that things have changed so much, because when we were younger, you pretty much only dated in your own social circles. It's the people you knew, some of the people you knew in school, and maybe some friends of friends. So if I added them all up, maybe 100 people. I was my pool of people I could pull from. And then the internet started, and all of a sudden that became thousands and thousands of people. So,
sure. I mean, they had dating services before the internet, right?
It was like a lot of work.
There was the old dating services where you'd go to some sort of place and they would sit you in front of a VHS camera and you'd just sort of talk about yourself or whatever.
The lowered expectations. Do you remember those skits on
MAD-TV?
Yeah,
MAD-TV. Yeah.
Lowered expectations.
But those were real, right? Like those dating services were real, and then they would.
Actually did one, so I knew about that.
I never did anything like it.
You were in prison.
That's a different dating service.
I did think about dating services, but I never met anybody at a nightclub that I can think of as sort of a regular patron. I did as a radio guy, but then there's some small level of celebrity involved, and you get
The only time
attention.
I've ever been in a nightclub was it was some sort of radio remote, and I was setting it up or whatever.
Right. What do you know?
Right.
I did. I didn't understand that a lot of people go to just hear music and dance. They don't really go to meet women or guys or whatever. I didn't know that. I thought it was just a meat grinder.
That's what I thought.
To pick up women. Now, that does happen, for sure. But I never happened to me, man. I don't know.
Well, isn't that why they always had ladies' night, right? Like, these nightclubs.
They'd let these women in for free, and then I'd be all offended that I had to pay $15. But we'll get back to this story.
Yeah, I
want to
hear more about this, because they're going to tell us why.
They're going to tell you why.
The millennials are walking away from these nightclubs, and there are, I'm sure, a number of reasons for it, but that's what's happening. And the nightclubs have cut in half in the last decade in the U.K. Maybe you can tell us what has happened in your area as well. Are there a bunch of shutdowns of these things? 855-450-FREE is our number. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit checkbookira.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Checkbookira.com. Checkbookira.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Taryn P. Lupo,
and Mark.
And I just put Taryn's newest video up on our Facebook and our Twitter, so if you want to go check out the story about ponies. You're doing a story about ponies.
Who doesn't love ponies?
I think probably most people like ponies.
Everybody loves ponies.
I didn't really like horses growing up, though, because they're stinky.
Well, this is actually more about in these endangered Newfoundland ponies. There's only about 300 breeding age ones left in the world, and there happens to be a population of rescue right here in New Hampshire for them.
So and you went and visited them?
I went and visited them, and as I was there, I found out that everybody's up in arms about this pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's supposedly this gas pipeline that they are trying to talk people into running across New Hampshire, and at this point, they're pretty much threatening to use eminent domain, and then the IRS takes your land and decides what it's worth. You know,
that's what eminent domain is, yes.
I don't think it's the IRS that does that.
That's what I was told.
I don't know what
organization. I thought it was they're the ones that price it, because it's based on tax.
I would think the New Hampshire government would be the ones doing the taking.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I that was not brought up in the story. I'm just saying that's what...
The government... decides how much they're going to give you the land that they're going to force you to sell to them.
Which agency? But
so the pipeline is threatening the ponies.
Well, yeah, because of, all right. So there's only they have 10 of these breeding ponies of just a few in the world, right? And what happens is if you put a compressor by anywhere within about a mile of livestock, it can screw up livestock. The compressor is this thing to push the gas through the pipeline, and it off gases. It builds up pressure, and so it doesn't blow up. It lets gas into the air. Well, there's all these studies that show that it can make your livestock sterile and screw them up, which is really bad for a breeding program trying to save these ponies.
Right.
So this lady is really teed off that she did all this work, and then a pipeline.
Basically, she's going to have to move because
no one will buy the property because now it's devalued. You know, everybody's scared that there's a pipeline going in, so she can't get out of it. She's got these ponies that are breeded. And it's really interesting because, you know, it was people that really played by the rules. There was actually one of the guys that runs a rescue is an ex-cop. And they're talking, and he's like, you know, I trusted the government all these years, and then when I needed
them,
now they're my worst enemy, you know. And it's a real slap in the face of reality. But please check that story out. It's over on the Facebook page.
And you can also go to TarrenLupo.com, right?
Yeah, look at that. Yes, TarrenLupo.com.
So let's talk more about nightclubs and how things are changing. Obviously, we know dating services are no longer what they used to be in the 90s and the 80s or whatever. Now there's online dating. And you don't have to go to some club and shout over loud music to try to meet people. And the millennials are changing habits here.
Yeah, I mean, they grew up in a different time period where you could just reach out on a computer and meet women or men.
Yeah, that's a good point. Throughout their entire adult lives, there have been online dating services.
Yeah, they don't understand the whole what we had to go through when we were young to meet somebody.
Walk hill, uphill both ways.
That's right.
Nightclub.
To the nightclub.
And pay $6 a bottle of beer.
I was so offended. I'm telling you, I'm still really offended by a cover charge. I don't care.
All right. So what else? This is from the UK, by the way.
Yeah. So they focus more on, you know, apparently people really go to nightclubs to hear, like, their awesome sound system and the bands and the music. So here's what it's talking about.
At least you'll get what you pay for at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Millennials favor experiences over stuff, and nightclubs should benefit from that, says Ranzi Yacob, senior strategist of digital agency Think. But millennials also realize that their time is their scarcest resource they have. So why would they spend their precious time revisiting the same experiences every weekend? Which is kind of
an
interesting
point.
I mean, it's changed. We didn't have much else to do but go to the same stuff every weekend.
If you go to a nightclub, what's really going to change there? The DJ? I mean, I suppose they could have a different band. But either way, you're still in the same building. You're still seeing the same surroundings. So if you are, if it's true that millennials are looking for experiences, then I could see that could burn on them.
Well, it goes a little deeper here. Marketing expert Mark Borowski says that the large nightclub chains were faced with the challenge in creating a unique photographic experience. Social capital is about bragging to your friends on Instagram and Facebook. And the local nightclub is struggling to cut it when there's so many other choices out there. A night at a pop-up restaurant or a secret cinema feels much more adventurous than yet another night in a nightclub.
All right, now I want to know what a secret cinema is.
I guess maybe. You're
going
to have to look that up, but that sounds cool. I guess it's maybe people playing movies illegally.
I guess that could be. I would guess there was an art troupe in Sarasota, an acting troupe that would do bits on the street and stuff like that. And I thought that was always quite neat to see, especially if you knew where they were going to be and that kind of thing.
Secret Cinema, according to Wikipedia, is an events company specializing in live cinema experiences combining film screenings with interactive performances in purpose-built sets. So,
what? So it's like Rocky Horror, I guess?
I'm not real sure what that means, but apparently Secret Cinema is not necessarily a thing that is done by a variety of people. It is a company specifically creating some sort of a...
Yeah, it sounds
event.
Like a Rocky Horror kind of deal where they're acting with a movie and live in front of you.
Okay.
That doesn't date me, Rocky Horror, right?
Yeah.
I'll see where
so
we're
there's other
here.
Interesting things to do.
So yeah, they're competing with now because I guess people have better things to do than just a nightclub. All right. A night out at a pop-up restaurant or a secret cinema feels more adventurous than yet another nightclub. which would only drain the finances needed to have an ambitious summer holiday trip. According to Cobe, nightclubbing has become, for many young people, a couple times a year experience, hearing that the best DJs on the best sound systems. He points out that the once costly high-end audio equipment can now easily be bought and inexpensively sourced online, meaning that the house party represents a better value of your money. As indeed to the entertainment offerings such as Netflix, Amazon, and other game companies.
One thing that some of my friends would do going to the club is in order to save money on those really expensive drinks, they'd slide in a flask or something. And I can't say I never did it, but it's expensive to go to the club. I mean, you're going to be spending a lot of money, and I, personally didn't have a lot of luck picking up, girlfriends and that sort of thing.
Yeah, if you're going to bomb out, you might as well just drink alone at home.
We used to drink, we would get super drunk in the parking lot and then go in. So we could just maintain
pre-gaming is what that's called. Yeah.
Also, the pop-up restaurant is what I thought it was. I just want to clarify. These are the supper clubs we've talked about.
Those
on
are
here,
cool.
Where you go to like a chef's house, basically, or you go to someone's house who's hosting a chef. And then they make food for you and these other dinner clubbers, these pop-up restaurant attendees. It's completely underground. It's illegal pretty much everywhere it's done because it's not being done with governmental permission slips and things like that. And so there really is actually some risk in going to one of these pop-up restaurants. So, yeah, that does sound more exciting than a night at the club. You get good food. You probably aren't spending too much money because the pop-up restaurant doesn't have the same overhead that a regular restaurant does. So you're probably getting very, very high-end kind of foodie-style food and a nice experience with a nice chef and good people to talk to as well.
Yeah, but there is also I have been to a secret cinema kind of thing where – Not the definition you read, but where they play movies without paying all the copyright fees, and people come in and sit down and buy popcorn and have drinks, and they underground
one of those
Savannah. They promoted it before Facebook got really popular. They were using Facebook and MySpace to promote these things, and you would just show up.
It's someone's house? Where would you go?
Mainly coffee shops. They were underground, and they just wouldn't pay the licensing fees. They would do it and try not to get caught. And the thing is now is, I guess you have to figure out how to advertise that you're having this movie without their lawyers and their web crawlers finding that you're having this movie, because that's how they search for you.
Yeah, I imagine they do.
Is it legal to even show a movie without charging for it?
Yes.
It is?
Yeah, okay. You can show a movie at your house and have as many people over to watch it as you want.
Yeah, I think once you're a company, it mucks the waters.
I wouldn't doubt it.
We'll come back with more about the millennials and changing habits and the death of nightclubs. And you can share your thoughts with us here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, that sounds like malls. I mean, it's
malls.
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 Oh,
that is a close.
Yeah. I love it. That was
that's
funky.
Good stuff.
It's so
that was a
funky.
Nice touch from the board operator there. I don't deserve any credit. That was our board op.
Yeah, he's smart.
If you should that one.
Thank you.
So tell us more, Taryn.
Okay. The article continues.
This is from The Independent.
Yeah, for you guys just coming in, basically where I'm going to rehash for a minute. They're saying that these clubs have dive-bombed because, one, social media has kind of killed it. That you have to be hip and cool, and these younger generation are kind of a super short attention spans, I guess. They want to have all these experiences to post to their social media for bragging rights.
They got their bucket list.
Yeah, and their pictures of a club just, you know, it's like a one-time stop, and you never go back. It's, right. Oh, I did it once. Yeah, I've been to a club. It's not like when we were young where there wasn't a whole lot to do and you were a club rat and that's where you went every, you know, you were part of the scene.
That's where I went every weekend. I mean, yes, I did.
Where'd you go, Bananas?
Or a bar rat.
Outer Limits.
Right on.
Bananas so, is a gay club in Sarasota.
Oh, that's fine.
Bananas. What a great name.
You know,
for
he's
going to
hold our stool down.
Mark didn't even get the joke.
No, I didn't. Well, thanks for including us. That is
he'd go
a
there,
great
right?
name.
To have somebody push his stool up.
I never went there. I couldn't even tell you where it was.
There's so much innuendo around here. All right. So this article is talking about that. And then now it's talking about how when we were younger, again, you used to go to clubs to hear a hot DJ that would come to town, mm-hmm. or you would just use it to discover new music. So it's going to talk about that. Twice a year, punters aren't going to pay a nightclub's bills. I guess punters are partygoers.
Yeah, it sounds like slang in the UK.
Okay. But even for the most dedicated music fans, the lure of a night of house music could be reproduced by their long hours of listening to playlists on premium streaming services during daily commutes. The UK is among Spotify's...
I don't know if I go for that. I mean, I could listen to music on my way to, way to work anytime.
You can't dance in your car.
No, you can't dance in your car. I guess I didn't go to clubs to dance, right? Mm-hmm. I went to clubs to meet women, and...
women like guys who dance, though.
Yeah,
right?
And...
I would recommend that highly. Yeah. If you're a young man, learn to dance.
I think they're more talking about that people, right, back in the day, you guys forget that music really wasn't that accessible until about 15 years ago. I remember having to go to some underground record store to find some band that, you know, you heard once and they have some used album and it was like impossible and you got some generation, you know, it was really hard to get weird music or discover new music. And then now you can just, you know, they're saying, oh, just stream it on Spotify. And
streaming channels that have DJs playing their live sets, right? There's automated sort of music box things that just play MP3s, but there are also DJs who will actually mix music live on streams. I mean, it's obviously not the same as being there, but...
But I kind of understand what the article's saying is, you know, the nightclub scene was built around that where, oh, man, you discover a new kind of music or a new DJ, and now it's you just get it on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it goes on to say the UK is among Spotify's strongest markets. This guy McGrath, he's an analyst at the market research company Global Web Index, says in years gone by, you'd have to go to a nightclub at the weekend to discover music played by a top DJ. Now you can do that online via a curated playlist.
So music fans have no reason to go to a nightclub.
Yeah, that's what it's saying is apparently, you know, some nightclubs are all about the music, and that was a big, I guess, identity is, you know, I know where the coolest music is.
Well, I know that, Ian, you and I have a mutual friend who used to go to, like, Europe to hear particular DJs play music and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, this makes no sense to me at all, but, like, I would go... you'd be lucky to get me to drive 20 miles to hear somebody perform.
Right.
But I'm not a music guy. I'm happy to turn on the radio in the car sometime. But mostly I'm going to listen to talk radio because I want the unique content and I want to be thinking about issues and current events and things like that. So I don't expect to understand. But some people will travel around the globe to hear the right person play.
Yeah, but that's a very, very small percentage of people, I imagine.
Yeah, but I also think it's probably, you know, the nightclub audience is a small group of people.
Well, sounds like it's getting smaller.
Yeah, and this is what the article's talking about, is it's changed from a hangout to an experience where the people just swing in
and
once a year.
If they can't
get a picture.
Provide, if a nightclub that exists today cannot provide the unique experiences that changes often enough to keep bringing people in, they're going to go under, right?
Yeah.
Because if you want to go and drink, you can go drink at any bar. There certainly are plenty of bars around still. I don't know if those have gone.
I have a feeling they're also having a hard time because, you know, I'll watch these shows like Bar Rescue or something on TV, and you just see that kind of across the board that unless you have some sort of really cool identity, you just die as a bar now. Like, you have to be something special to get people to come in. I think people are just spending less and doing more home social media stuff.
I don't see the bars shutting down here in Keene. I mean, if there's...
Well, they're college.
Okay.
That's not a good reflection of... I mean, college towns, you could open a basement and make money.
Hmm. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I mean, bars, to me, I'd separate bars and nightclubs, so I don't know, I wouldn't be able to, I can't speak to any of this. I mean, you know,
yeah,
I
I'm extrapolating a lot about bars, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. I don't have any figures on that. But the nightclubs, you know, this article is pretty clear on that they are having a lot of problems. And I would imagine nightclubs are much more expensive to run than bars.
And you're not going to see... Yeah. Older folks in a nightclub generally, right? I mean,
yeah, the regulars.
You know, unless they're bringing in Neil Diamond to play a gig or something like that, you're just not going
to
see that.
Hey, I would go to Neil.
You're going
to
see older folks. I got nothing wrong with Neil, but I mean, I've sung his songs at karaoke. But if you know,
Jacqueline Rose.
You know, these nightclubs are, they're attracting younger people, if they're going to attract anyone at all. Once you get past a certain age, you kind of look weird being in a nightclub with a bunch of younger people right. around. Right?
Like, if I were to go into a nightclub, I'd look like some kind of weird lurker.
And yeah. You probably would be.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Sure would like to touch those young ladies.
So yeah.
I'm only 44. I can't imagine what the older guys are doing.
Yeah. So the people that are going to these nightclubs, it sounds like it's dwindling down as there are other things vying for their attention. Their days are numbered. Were there any other points?
Yeah, there's more
points. Highlight?
There's this lady, Sophia Wilkinson, news editor of Women's Lifestyle website, says that nightclub bouncers are often focused on preventing drunken fights rather than the harassment of female clubbers. I think websites such as Tinder provide a safer environment for women. It's a bit easier to filter out the baddies.
The creeps.
Yeah, the creepers, for sure. And so, I think we're just going back to technology has kind of killed the going to meet people in person. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier. And then there's a whole section on the food, that it used to be a thing to go get food at a nightclub.
I would think that it's very... Food at a nightclub?
Yeah.
Not me. I would think that it was would be weird to meet somebody, like, through the website. Oh, yeah, I got this app, and I thought you looked hot, so, you know, we're here, and we're going to have a cup of coffee, and we're going to chat about that. I mean, I don't really...
I don't know.
I don't know. I did Match.com back in the day, when it was just getting going in, the early 2000s. And it really, there's a social expectation that, hey, I want to meet a girl. They want to meet a guy. You know, after the first couple back and forth, it feels pretty natural.
Yeah, okay. I think so. I mean, I think probably the weirder part would be the first opening salvo, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, what's the first thing you say to this person to get their attention, right?
Because, on Tinder?
No, I don't know about Tinder, but I imagine Tinder's similar, right, to Match.com or OkCupid's another one of the big ones.
I know that you don't offer to send them a picture of your junk.
That probably is a bad opener. Yeah, that's
come
probably
on.
Bad.
It's a bad
that's
opening
how it's
system,
done.
Fellas.
It might actually work well with the gay app. What's the Grindr?
Grindr.
That one might
work.
It's not really going to get me what I want. Yeah.
No, the women I talk to on dating sites are just amazed at what men will do is do a shotgun where they make like a blanket letter, they copy it and paste it out to every
just
girl.
Just to see who responds.
And then, you send out 100 and maybe you get 5 responses and then you talk to those 5
girls.
It's
a numbers game, right?
And,
I mean, that makes sense.
But with any common sense, you can figure out that letter's not personal at all. It doesn't talk about any of your interests. It doesn't talk about you. It's just like, hey, I think you're pretty cool. I was reading through your profile. Hey, baby.
The first thing that you say is probably one of the more difficult things because there are a lot of ladies out there getting a bunch of people like you're talking about just hitting them up. And so you've got to stand out from the crowd in that particular
place. That's why I say young men learn to dance.
All right, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom-vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.